Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I wanted to bring in Kevin Rennie, of course, of Hartford Current and Daily Ructions and a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about it because he wrote about it. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian.
Did you deal with him much when you were spending more time at the Capitol?
Well, his first two terms and my last two terms overlapped. I did not deal with him at all.
Okay. In terms of people knowing, I mean, I'm not saying Lamont knew. I mean, he basically has always said, as I've said on the show, he didn't hire him, and when he found out about it, he fired him. But do you think people in and around Hartford
isn't strictly true? I mean, he did allow him to be promoted to the deputy budget director. He was in state government. He was the head of the school construction program when Governor Lamont first took office. But he did promote him. I think that's important.
Taking out Lamont, do you think others knew that this guy was corrupt?
I think others knew that he could be a problem, that his methods were not traditionally by the book. And I do know the governor's office was warned about him.
Interesting. Now,
He'd been around for a very long time, and so people were pretty familiar with Costa Diamantis.
So, when it comes to this passport thing, I'm curious about is, do you think, because he tried to go to Greece, if this had not become public, would he be gone?
Well, I can't. I can't speculate on that. The court found out about the prosecutors found out about the Greek passport, Greek citizenship, it seems, not by him. I think they said by monitoring informal communications or informal monitoring of communications. They somehow found out about it. He didn't tell them. The terms of his bail state, there aren't that many the terms, but one of them states you shall not obtain a passport or make or attempt to gain other travel documents. And he did. And he did. And he didn't tell them about it. And I don't understand why they didn't say, for instance, we think he should be held until that we have possession of that Greek passport, which apparently is somewhere not in the federal courthouse.
And, you're implying that, there might have been a flight risk issue here, but you can't, obviously, it's only would be speculation or implication.
Well,
having said
the reason that they have these terms in federal bail and state bail matters is that it can be a flight risk if they're facing a time in prison. And that's why they take their passport. It's not because they want you to have one less form of identification. It's because they don't want you leaving the country because you might not come back and it can be very difficult to get you back.
Yeah, especially it sounds like the terms in Greece are a little bit...
Greece can be difficult.
Yes.
In fact, years ago, someone pointed out to me, the head of Electric Boat who was under federal investigation for contract kickbacks, fled to Greece and never came back.
Hmm. We're talking with, of course, Kevin Rennie, Hartford Current, Daily Ructions. You recently reported on, if you go to dailyructions.com, some info on Lamont 2026?
Yes. Yes, he seems to. I think he's lined up a campaign manager, and I believe he will kick off his campaign not long after the municipal elections, which are on Tuesday, and everyone should participate in.
Do you think Fazio Stewart, I mean, again, It'd be a third-term popular governor, limitless financial support. Do you think they just want to be in the game for 2030, or do you think there's potentially a real race here?
Well, I don't think anyone runs and dedicates a year of their life to it. It's very intense activity, and it's hard. It can be hard work on many days. I don't think anyone does that thinking that that they have no chance at all. Things can happen, and certainly having a major party nomination gets you that much closer to becoming the governor. And so, I mean, I do think they're young enough; they can have a longer future view of their political prospects. But I think they're in this race to try to win. Hmm.
Do you think, in general, you know, there's been from the housing bill sort of collapsing to Diamantis to Pura. Do you think Republicans can gain some seats in the state?
As the Republican Party has kind of become less powerful and less influential in the state, and this happens in every state where one party is in decline, it gets harder and harder to recruit good candidates. And so if you can recruit good candidates, then you can have a chance of winning more seats. But it gets more difficult as it becomes clear, for instance, the House Republicans have not had a majority in over 40 years. So if you're going to run as a Republican for the House of Representatives, you're going to be in the minority, and that comes with consequences.
Yeah.
So it's much harder to get things done.
Yeah, it's can be a very frustrating existence.
Yes.
That is for sure. Kevin, thanks so much. We'll have you in studio sometime. You know, let's try to do it in the next couple months.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Kevin Rennie joining us here on Brian and Company. Again, you can read his columns in The Current. You can also go to Daily Ructions, where you have some details on the campaign infrastructure upcoming within the Lamont 2026 campaign, which he expects, Kevin does, to be announced after the municipal elections. That's what everybody seems to think. I thought it'd be earlier because I thought he sort of said it would be earlier.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.